producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Like Flynn, as some people say. I think the only people who say that are the Irish, though, Kenny. And you're not Irish, and I'm not Irish.
Nope.
So let's keep moving, shall we? The Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, monitoring what's going on in the world with in-depth conversations about, at the moment, what's going on in the government. How is the government treating you? You'll be happy to know, if you haven't heard yet, the number of people applying for or getting security clearances whose fingerprints have been stolen in the data breach. The number of people who had fingerprints stolen was not 1 million, not 2 million, not 3 million, not 4 million, not 5 million, but close to 6 million of you. However, the government said at first it was only 1 million of you. That's what the Office of Personnel Management said. But the agency admits they were wrong. They were the victim of what the U.S. believes was a Chinese espionage operation that affected 21 million of us. People who, like you and me, either worked for the feds at one point in time. I had a federal job once. Kenny, did you ever work for the government?
I work for the state of Maryland.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not like working for the government.
No.
It's like working for the state. All right, so anyway, this is sort of, I'm getting a chuckle out of this, mostly because the information that they gave you and me was so off. And so now, what obligation do you think the president has to discuss this cybersecurity fiasco with the Chinese president who's here visiting now? President got a papal blessing. Now he's going to get a blessing from the leader of China. The administration has not publicly blamed China or taken any public action at all. Intelligent officials have called the data a fair intelligence target. If we were able to do the same thing with the Chinese, we'd do it. Oh, okay, that'll be good. That'll help things out, right? What do we need?
Yeah, we probably are.
Yeah, we probably already have it. And this was, yeah, unbeknownst to us, a retaliation from them because we took their stuff. What can the United States do to combat cyber hacks from China, do you think? 888-302-3684, always the line available. And then there's email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. Any comments on the Chinese leader visiting us from our friends who are following our fashion on Facebook?
Nothing yet, no.
No, what's them? See, people, honestly, we get outraged about this. Makes for great conversation. But I don't think until you know that you've been hacked that you really give a damn about other hacks. Do you think I'm right on that or not? If it doesn't affect you personally, you're, okay, it's an interesting story, and we can do a lot of, because of all the people who don't like Obama, it's one more way to take a shot at him, because he's going to be ineffective, and he doesn't have any balsam, no courage, no leadership ability, none of that stuff. And maybe there are dozens of different examples of that, and this is the most thorough way of getting at it. But under the circumstances, it would seem to me that we all ought to be a little more concerned about this because of the ramifications, not of what happens to these individual people, but the fact that they can do it. And we know that they can, they, whoever, be whether, for all I know, ISIS could hire some Chinese kid who's 18 years old, knows how to do this, they could do the same thing. That would be kind of dangerous, wouldn't it? Anyway, all of this stuff, this hack is worse as far as data the new fingerprint data shows that this is a worse situation than we thought. And so whether the president talks about this or not to the Chinese leader, a lot of people are just angry that we're giving this guy a state dinner, right? Is tonight the state dinner? I think tonight's the dinner.
No, I think so.
Yeah. All right. So it's something for you to think about anyway. And see what we can do to resolve it. We put pressure on people, and maybe there is. But it depends on how much you care. And I maintain I don't think most of you care. But I do think some of you will care whether there's a government shutdown or not. And so with that in mind, we have a reporter, Laura Barone Lopez, who's been studying the impact of this, not going back to the last time the shutdown took place. But let's find out if it's possible and what will happen if it goes on. That's up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen to get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I have Laura Barone Lopez with us, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post. She's been around and knows her way into the politics of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The political games, you write about the political games, the gamesmanship maybe. May I call you Laura? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So this whole business with Planned Parenthood, kind of a specious way to work around the issue. Where really is this at the moment? Is there a chance from your perspective that government gets shut down at the end of the month?
There could be, just because of the lack of time that they have. So today, actually, both chambers are out, which isn't helping. Thursday, they're set to the Senate is set to have the vote that I mentioned in my story, which is a measure that would fund the government through December 11th. But it would also defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year, which is, you know, a measure that Democrats have said they will absolutely not vote for. And on top of it, President Obama has vowed to veto it.
So what's the political chicanery here? Who gains from threatening the shutdown? And if it's just a threat, why waste a lot of time talking about it? If they don't have the votes, the Democrats aren't going to vote for it, the president won't sign the bill, why are we wasting our time worrying about this?
Well, that point is exactly the one that Senator Kelly Ayotte, a Republican from New Hampshire, was trying to make yesterday evening on the Senate floor. She was saying, look, I asked these same questions in 2013 when we shut down the government in order to try and defund Obamacare, and that didn't work. We didn't end up defunding Obamacare. And so it's basically the same exact storyline right now. And the reason that they're doing it is because party leaders, Republican party leaders like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, are trying to find a way to appease their hardliners in their caucus, and their more conservative members who are very upset about this recent Planned Parenthood video that came out.
Interesting that they don't have enough of a wide sort of scope on this. They could easily fix the problem by suggesting they want to defund all 501c3 charities, because in my estimation, none of them ought to be supported under any circumstances. We are being penalized in a way by having somebody else's judgment on a charity come out of our pocket. You want to support them? Great, you support them. Don't take money from me to try to support something that I don't in the main support. And I think that's part of it. There's a certain aspect to this that does play around the video that's been talked about a great deal, including by Ms. Fiorina last week. But that's not really the issue for me anyway. I just am tired of money going to all of these places. I mean, look at the Red Cross is getting, frankly, appropriately scrutinized by due to its large size and their inability to do what they say they're going to do. They're breaking all their promises to the people who donate to them. And so in this circumstance, why doesn't somebody come up with that as a solution, Laura?
Well, I think that the more moderate or the other Republicans that are trying to say, look, I don't want to shut down the government in order to take a stand on this when we know it isn't going to result in anything. I'd rather go about it with a more logical plan, a plan that either targets their practices or a plan that, you know, like you said, specifically make sure that taxpayer money doesn't go to certain organizations, not just Planned Parenthood, but other organizations that the party, you know, feels like they aren't in line with. So that's something that is being floated, and it's probably, they probably are going to be producing some legislation later on in the year, and possibly next year, something that they feel is more logical and won't create a shutdown over it. But the problem is that they are going, go ahead.
How much attention is being paid to Kelly Ayotte, who is the freshman senator of New Hampshire? She's made quite a bit of noise in a positive sense. She's called a lot of attention to herself. She's quite well respected, is she not?
Yeah, she is. She's very well respected. And she isn't the only one that feels this way. Speaking to Senator John McCain yesterday from Arizona, he also said that, you know, that a clean resolution to fund the government is the way the Senate and the House should go. And there are other people within their caucus that feel that way as well.
So,
and, of course, the Democrats all feel that way.
There are plenty of Republicans who will vote against this, then. It sounds like you've done a head count. It sounds like on the Senate side, the House side, there are plenty of Republicans who are not going to go for this.
The Republicans, that even if they may not want it to go this direction because of the fact that they don't want to be seen not voting against Planned Parenthood, especially ones that may be up for re-election, they might still vote for this knowing that it won't have the vote.
Yeah.
In the Senate, there's no way that it'll have the vote to move forward.
But it's all based on the complete ignorance, which is too bad under the circumstances. All right, Laura, thank you. Laura Baron Lopez from the Huffington Post on the government shutdown possibilities. I don't want to talk about this anymore. More.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things happening here and at DougSteffen.com. It's just another one of those exciting days to be alive, taking a big, deep breath. Will you please just take in a big, deep breath and relax for a few minutes? We have a couple of nice things for you here in our musical component. First, our video of the day comes from James Madison University's a cappella choir. They're called Notoriety. Very clever. Most recent music video is a cover of Beyoncé's Pretty Hurts. It encourages people to look deeper than society's view of perfection, and so far 500,000 people have seen it. So here's the audio, but go look at the video box, which you see first when you log on to DougSteffen.com and watch them as they perform this. That voice up there, truly strong. This is the kind of stuff that I'm so happy people get excited about. It's just rewarding and neat, isn't it? Watch them and listen to them. Fabulous is the word. You're right. You're right on that one, Roberta. Okay. Also, we'll call your attention to that. It lasts about three and a half minutes, so you can watch the whole thing at DougSteffen.com, courtesy to, thanks to Kenny for his looking through a lot of this stuff. We send him, all of us send him things. I send you things. You get things from my better half. And there are lots of, Roberta sends stuff along. Richie does. We all, if you have something you think is cool, send it to Ken. Ken at DougSteffen.com. Today would have been Ray Charles' 85th birthday. He died when he was 73. And I think the way he lived, he was lucky he lived to be 73, frankly. His thought is the thought of the day today. Live each day like it's your last. Because one day you're going to be right. Let's hope it's not today. Let's not have an asteroid hit the Earth. Crank it up, Richie. This is one of my favorites from him. I know. Hallelujah. I deserve. You know how you like to go deeper in the tracks, Richie?
Yeah.
Into the trenches with some of the artists?
Yeah, especially with Richie.
This was not a big hit for him, but yet it really reverberates because it's just kind of a happy tune.
That's a great song.
Yeah, make us happy. Crank it up, Richie. I know. Hallelujah. I love her so.
Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I come from 1 to 4, I hear her
knocking at my door.
Let's go old school.
All right. Little Blues from Ray Charles.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm right. I need the wrong one.
You didn't want that one?
No, I wanted this one.
My bills are all due.
All right. And this is big. But I'm busted. By the way, one of the things that you may not know about Ray Charles in terms of his musical style, the orchestrations that came with his songs, he was considered by some to be sort of on the cutting edge of black music, almost a Motown sort of act, but he was way more than that, as exemplified by the orchestrations that came, Nelson Riddle, all of the big bands, and the big orchestrations that were being done at the time were aimed at helping him and his hits.
But he was a genius. He did it all. He wrote it all.
Yeah, no, he was able to orchestrate, yep. Tell everybody what he wanted. I don't know this song, Rich.
Blackjack. From his early years.
28 past the hour, we remember Ray Charles here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Kenny Kessler. Check out all the ancillary information we have for you in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com and all of the other things that we have that are part and parcel of our service to you that trend lightly with some and heavily with others, I guess. we talk softly but carry a big stick on a Good Day program. I wanted you to know the story of a doctor who got sick. We spent a lot of time in this program talking about various metrics of quality health care, access in the American healthcare system. The problem with a lot of our conversations is that they rarely seem to capture the real issues that you and people you know individually face in dealing with the health system. Some things have improved, for sure. Whether it's because the government's involved or because doctors are better in some circumstances, better trained, better facilities. Not sure that you can pinpoint what makes the system better, but there are things that are better. But there also are things about the system that are worse, way worse. Problems that when you look at them seem insurmountable. It's true that the number of people with no insurance has gone down, and in some states, significantly, like the state where Kenny lives in California. Yep, the Affordable Health Care Act passed, and California has more coverage, and it seems to be more reasonably priced for some. But that's not the case with all states. I would speculate, Kenny, that the states that have their own system, that just follow the law, I think, what, 16 states that have their own system? if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. Those states are probably better off in many different measurable ways. I was reading the story of a doctor who had ulcerative colitis, had it for a long time. He didn't control it well, or it didn't seem to be controlled. If you're not near a bathroom, if you don't know what this is, if you're not near a bathroom, it's bad news. Is that enough info to give you what the real story is with somebody who has that problem? So, if you are, let's say, driving for a half, three quarters of an hour, and you have this problem, you better plan a place to stop before you get to work every day. There are a lot of stories about how people use diapers that have this problem, but remember, I'm telling you the story of a doctor who has this problem, and I'm going through it because I think that there is a lesson in here for all of us. This doctor researched drugs, and they didn't work. He had a gastroenterologist suggest that there was an immunosuppressant that would work. That drug was a drug used to treat cancer. It carried with it some significant side effects, most notably a small chance of bone marrow production shutting down. So, in this story with this fellow, his wife was really at wit's end, didn't know what to do to help her husband. The benefits of this drug versus the harms, he decided to give it a go. The medicine changed his life, he said. He doesn't have any symptoms anymore. He can now feel free and comfortable to not necessarily live close to the bathroom. And it was, according to his last colonoscopy, now his colitis has gone into remission. He feels that he has a normal life. The medicine is old and it's generic. It costs about $80 for 3 months' supply. And so I was thinking about the nightmare, the focus on this drug that was old and almost apparently not generic, though, Kenny. That seems to be the difference. If it's generic, then it's kind of like the public domain in music. You know how that works? It's like the conversation that we had the other day about the Happy Birthday song. Who owns the Happy Birthday song? Same thing kind of happens at some point, and I think it's at 10 years, isn't it? Do you recall one way or another? But I believe it's, and I'm not trying to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, but if I have a question in this circumstance, I didn't do immediate research, but I do think that it's a 10-year, 12-year period. So that whoever it is that develops a drug gets 10 to 12 years to make back the money and to stay in the profit zone, and then somebody can copy it, make a generic version, or you can do the same thing one way or another, depending on how you do it. And this is in light of this latest fiasco with the drug, and I'm trying to remember what it was used for. Is it some kind of a cancer treatment, I think, isn't it? That old, whatever, Diaprim, or there's 87 different, but that's the latest example, but there are a lot of examples of this. And so I'm trying to tell a quick story here about this doctor and his experience. The fellow has a 3 month supply. That's all you can get at once. He runs out of the medication. He orders more, needs a new prescription, gets the prescription, and then he has to have a doctor's test to prove that his blood is okay, yada, yada, yada. So then the lab test, this is the story of a doctor. His insurance plan changes which laboratory facilities will cover the testing. The labs are not housed in healthcare systems. He has to go elsewhere to have blood drawn. If he changes facilities, he has to get a new prescription for the laboratory. And then the lab tests are good for a few months. The order is good for a year. The labs recognize it's what he does is tell you the story that what through his own experience most doctors don't really understand what they're putting their patients through by having the rigor that is required by the federal system actually put into place. And so what the system is doing is ferreting out what is a cheaper way of doing the care. They want to find cheaper drugs, they want to find cheaper testing, and so all in all, that seems good on the surface. But then, when you look at, and this is again a doctor going through the system, what the average person has to confront creates a lot of stress. And for people who have various diseases, the stress is lethal in some instances because you don't know if you're going to get to a new laboratory. Most of the time you do. You don't know if you're going to get the prescription, but most of the time you do. You see, and I don't think it's purposeful at all. I don't think that somebody's trying to play mind games with you, but the system is so difficult. The system, it would seem to me, and I don't know how to do that, but there ought to be a way of getting people into the system and making it work more easily. We started with something that works for some people, and so maybe there needs to be another step here, or two, or three, or four, because a lot of you are listening to me and saying, you know, that's what I'm going through myself. So perhaps it might be good if we get away from all these people who say, let's get rid of Obamacare and work on fixing what we know is going to stick around for a while. Food for thought from Good Day. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus has some food for thought on the vaccine issue for this fall here on Good Day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He and I do a radio program every weekend called Good Day Health. You can call your questions in if you'd like to, 888-553-7536 to Dr. Ken, who's on the air between 7 and 9 live local on that's East Coast time, on Saturdays if you want to get your question in. Meanwhile, the Republican debate brought a discussion out of the health care issue and what all of them would do about that. But there was an interesting exchange, Ken, between Donald Trump and Ben Carson about vaccines. And I wonder what your take was. They both more or less said the same thing, I think.
I think they did. Dr. Carson called Trump a fairly good doctor. And I think they both did agree. As my position is, there are several vaccines that are life-threatening. They save you from life-threatening illness that we all do need, as I recommended and made sure my child had. But there are a lot of vaccines that maybe we should just think about and are not necessary, and maybe we don't need such extensive dosing. And I made sure that the HPV vaccine, I didn't think my daughter needed. We talked about it, but there are a number of vaccines that they felt last night were not necessary. I think we're all in agreement.
Good. Okay. Let's move to the study. This is a study that suggests one-third of Americans have high blood pressure, and those older than 60, wow. So you want to work this over?
This is a press release from the National Institutes of Health. It's not yet published, but it's an important study that may change the way we practice, and there aren't a lot of studies that do that. So if you adjust the amount of type of blood pressure medication to achieve a target systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, to 120, you reduce the rate of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke, Doug, by almost a third, and the risk of death by almost a quarter, as compared to the target systolic blood pressure usually of 140. This landmark study, it's called the Systolic Blood Pressure Intervention Trial, or SPRINT. It began in 2009. It recruited approximately 9,300 men and women. The goal of SPRINT was to determine the potential benefits of reducing systolic blood pressure to less than 120 for hypertensive adults 50 years and older who are at risk for developing heart disease or kidney disease. Well-established clinical guidelines recommend a systolic blood pressure, Doug, of less than 140 for healthy adults and 130 for adults with kidney disease or diabetes.
All right. So let's, even though it sounds like a purely crass commercial connection, let's talk about what comes from Neogenis, the laboratory that has presented Neo 40 to us, the capsule that you can take every day, 2 minutes in your system, opens up all the arteries and veins, then you can take later in the day for sustained excitement and enthusiasm, super beats. How does this help the study information we just got?
Well, in the study that we just talked about, the people who were hypertensive at the beginning to get their blood pressure down to 140 took on average two drugs. To get their blood pressure down to this 120, which has remarkable benefits, took an average of three drugs. And that's the issue with the study. Do you want to take the risk of taking a third drug, or do you want to benefit from getting your blood pressure down to 120? And one of the nice ways for all of us to keep our blood pressure under control is to make sure that our nitric oxide levels are adequate. If our nitric oxide levels are not adequate, our blood pressure will go up. This amazing chemical that we all need, it's a gas. It helps relax the blood vessels to keep the blood pressure under control. And most of us start losing our ability at age 40 to make an adequate amount of this Nobel Prize winning important chemical. So that the folks at Neogenis have discovered this very effective way to use foods, natural foods, beets. They've dried it out. They've concentrated it. You take a teaspoon and 4 ounces of water, and you get an adequate amount of nitric oxide to help keep the blood pressure under control. The nice thing about them also is that they now have this very easy way to measure your level. You just put a little bit of saliva on a test strip. You look at the color. You can determine if you have adequate nitric oxide. If you don't, you can take the product and get it up.
800-655-4183. That's the number to order Neo 40 and Super Beast. 800-655-4183. Listen to Dr. Ken and what he says about what you need. We all need Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Resume, a winning attitude, and I say, let's give him a shot. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
Earth, Wind, and Fire music gets us started on Movie Moments. This was used memorably near the end of Night at the Museum, the first one of those in 2006. Go ahead, Richard.
You fucking wise. I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch. He looks like a weirdy.
What people really, really don't realize?
Right.
That's what Mickey, I was going to say Mickey was.
Mickey Rooney
was really like.
Yeah, he was a tough guy.
He was a hard-nosed guy.
Yeah, tough guy. So he was born on this day, 1920. That's why we focus on him and his part, at least in this movie, Night at the Museum. We get started with Movie Moments, always with movie music. Thanks to Earth, Wind, and Fire for that. And thanks to Chuck Curry for being here today. He's going to present us with some fascinating movie news just around the corner here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
All right, Richie.
Dudley.
Twice a good pope.
We always have these little intermingling conversations going on. Now, Chuck, who's normally here to discuss his feelings about videos and DVDs, all of the things that have to do with movies, et cetera, but he has a strong streak of interest in baseball. For example, those sucky Mets seem to attract a great deal of his attention, Richie, right?
Yeah, I can't say much about them. They're beating my Nationals.
And the two of you love talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want people to know that Chucker is not unidimensional, but he's multidimensional. He has a great focus on lots of different things going on. And I think you have a blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, where you express yourself on things not just entertainment oriented, don't you?
Well, I did. I don't really keep it updated too much, but people want to see it anyway.
People want to see what you're thinking, Chucker. Let's talk about what you're thinking today.
I was a pretty good athlete. I was a good baseball player.
Yeah.
I played center field.
Yeah.
I was a good football player, really good wide receiver. And I actually played baseball with Joe Torre's son, Mike, in Joe Torre Little League, Brooklyn, New York, about 30-something years ago.
Really? Was he any good?
He was a really good guy. He was a catcher. I was a pitcher and a center fielder. We played on the All-Star team.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. All right, see, he amazes us every day with the breadth and dimension.
He's a real guy.
Yeah, he is a real guy. All right, so what's going on in the movie news department? Let's talk about some things that aren't so real.
Okay, first it was Dan Aykroyd, then Bill Murray. Yesterday I said Ernie Hudson. Well, Annie Potts is the latest original character from the Ghostbuster franchise to get a cameo in the latest female Ghostbuster movie directed by Paul Feig. Now, I don't get it. If you're going to have all these original characters back,
just put them in
at least in some, why can't we simply see a Ghostbusters 3?
Yeah, bingo.
I mean, you could do both. I mean, considering that these characters, Annie Potts, Aykroyd, Murray, are going to play different characters than they did in the original Ghostbusters movie, which I think is somewhat of a disappointment. It would be fun to see them, but, I mean, that is what that is. Some other news, strong network interest in a developing TV series based on the Jack Ryan character that was very popular in movies. Alec Baldwin played him, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Ryan Gosling. Reportedly, producers are going to turn it into a weekly TV show. And all the major networks reportedly have a strong interest in bidding on the project. Other movie news, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation has done $124 million alone in China.
Wow.
That's the biggest movie ever that has done 3D. That is an enormous
damn
market.
Chinese.
That's just funny.
It is funny. Yeah. God,
I must see Mission Impossible.
Right. Maybe there ought to be a Mission Impossible show of the Chinese and the bad guys in the next one. See how far that goes over there.
Rough Tom Cruise.
Yep. Hi, Chucker. You know what a Chucker is,
so
right? I explained it.
What?
A Chucker is a period of play in polo, like, you know, the quarters in football, that sort of thing, an inning in baseball. A Chucker
my
is.
Mother. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.